The following program contains adult material, and parental discretion is advised. All characters within are completely fictional, and the management apologizes to anyone who feels offended by the program. Thank you.
This is a test of the emergency humor system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast, you would have been informed where to tune in your area for a complete list of prisoners in federal penitentiaries. This is only a test.
Good evening and welcome to KCUF Radio. First off, I'd like to thank all you who helped donate that 98 cents to go toward my bail, and although it wasn't quite enough, along with the explicit photos I happen to have of the Chief of Police's daughter with KCUF's mascot, our faithful llama, I was able to convince him to let Randy Mosier once again come back on the air.
Sometimes you just can't light up. Trapper Bob, famous ex-KCUF DJ, talks about smokeless Colombian.
Some professors really bum out when you light up in class, so I always use Andy's smokeless Colombian. Just a pinch between my cheek and gums, and the next thing I know, I'm as happy as happy.
Smokeless Colombian, in spearmint, wintergreen, and the traditional flavor.
And now, the KCUF news team brings you the following special report.
Oxcarts of the gods, UFOs, and you. Did ancient space prisons visit Earth in the distant past? Did antediluvian spaceships come down, beeping and flashing, and scaring the living hell out of our ancestors? Did strange beings from outer space prance around in space helmets and shiny suits, causing people of earlier civilizations to remark, "Rush, Lemuels?" Stay with us as our special investigating team explores these questions and a whole bunch more.
The American Society for the Hard of Hearing invites you to a test of your hearing ability. Thousands of Americans suffer from partial or complete hearing loss, which often can be corrected with proper equipment. Free tests this Saturday from 6 till 9 in the evening at Bill's Hearing Aids. Remember, they're your ears. Don't lose them.
Did ancient coal-powered spaceships land in Pennsylvania to refuel? Some skeptics scoff, but they cannot deny this. There's a lot of coal there. Thus, coal-burning spaceships would naturally land there to reload. It's as good a place as any, isn't it? This logical conclusion cannot be refuted by so-called scientists. But on to the present. Flying saucers began appearing in 1947, and they were promptly labeled ridiculous by authorities and have since been denounced in several official reports. However, KCUF regards it as the duty to present all sides of the question and herewith discloses some previously unreleased case histories. Interviews of people who claim to have sighted a UFO. First, Mr. Bluntly Bent of Red Monkey, Idaho.
On the night of 16th September 1975, I was approached by two spacemen from an intergalactic patrol. They took me to the planet Freon, their base, where they explained their mission to me. The Galactic Patrol is concerned that our atom bomb tests will destroy the universe and disturb the peace, and they are here to warn Earth people of this danger. After eating a dinner of strange space chicken and astro pears, I was brought back to Earth. They have told me many important facts, which I will reveal at the proper time.
Thank you, Mr. Bent. And now there's Mrs. Budney Funt of Chesapeake, New York.
Well, one night I was driving along and I saw this, like, light, you know? So I stopped, right? Well, here was this big kind of silver thing, and three, like, crabs came out of it and clacked their pincers at me. So it scared me, right? And I took off real quick.
That was Mrs. Funt of Chesapeake, New York. Finally, Mr. Bernie Offenbach of Knob Noster, Missouri, tells of his sighting.
Four or five of these critters shot a big red and green fireball at my truck. Lucky for me, it exploded before it got there, though. I remember the date exactly as 4th of July. I remember because it was a holiday, and we were out having a big barbecue. Had some PBR and stuff. Anyway, so it was just this big flying saucer just struck by a big light right up in the sky.
These semi-documented cases cannot be denied. A top-secret government agency attempted to suppress this report, but this station will not be intimidated. KCUF wants to know, are flying saucers for real? Are they filled with warlike space creatures with big teeth and disintegrator ray guns? Do they want to knock down all our cities and make us all slaves and take away our cars and our television sets? What are those monsters up to? These are the quiet, sensible questions this station feels should be answered. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you, Del Blanco, for that informative report. And now, KCUF proudly presents Ratsy Rob's Commando Corner. This week, Ratsy Rob is brought to you by Taiwanon, the pain reliever with the extra special ingredient, LSD-25. Remember, Taiwanon Pain Reliever offers you more than just relief from your pain. It gives you relief from reality. So if your life is bumming you out, try Taiwanon.
Hello, this is Ratsy Rob. Here on Ratsy Rob's Commando Corner, I always try and present something for everyone. So instead of the regularly scheduled subject of jungle warfare, we're going to be taking up the closely related field of family discipline and child rearing. Tonight I'll be talking with Police Officer Jack Fellow, who is one of the major authorities on family discipline. Now tell me, Jack, what's your favorite method of terrorizing rugrats?
Well, you know, Rob, being a father of several of the little angels myself, I have many methods of achieving what I'd call healthy parental respect. I may be just, you know, a little old-fashioned, but I'd like to say that my favorite attention getter is the old axe handle. There's nothing like a good Jimmy Connors double-handed backhand to make the little bastards perk their ears right up.
Sounds good. Now, what about effectiveness? I usually just pull out my .45 automatic pistol and shoot someone with a kneecap if he's giving me trouble. You know, or maybe toss a hand grenade in his car. But it's obvious this can't be done with your own children since, well, you're the one who ends up paying the doctor bills. What effectively cures the little bastard of his lack of respect without wasting excessive amounts of money or time?
You know, Rob, family discipline just doesn't have to be expensive. Almost everybody has car doors, extension cords, blenders, garbage disposals, and of course, you know, the stereo is always handy. I mean, put on some New Wave, 10 minutes of Devo, and they'll be on their knees.
Oh, well, I'd like to thank you, Officer Fellow, for your insights and experiences. Hopefully some of our listeners picked up some good tips on family discipline. That way we can keep our streets safe for decent, law-abiding citizens and National Rifle Association members. Now, next week I'll be going for an on-the-spot report from Afghanistan to see how the rebels are doing, you know, see what kind of kick-ass fun they've been having with Ivan lately. So you might want to be around for that. This has been Ratsy Rob.
Early in the morning, before the sun comes over the mountains or the federales get out of bed, Juan Valdez packs his llama and climbs the Colombian mountain. He picks only the ripest marijuana leaves for harvest, those that produce the smoothest smokes. It's people like Juan that make Andes Colombian a world standard of quality. Remember, mountain-grown Colombian, it's the richest kind.
If you're concerned about how to keep your pet llama healthy and happy, the 4-H Veterinarian Science Program is for you. Call your County Cooperative Extension office for details. And now, KCF will be presenting several minutes of uninterrupted programming. It seems that I'll be busy for that. Next few minutes. We've got a mystery theater. Leave it alone! A mystery theater up next. Here it is.
You know what I told you not to do?
Mm-hmm.
You can do it again.
Tonight, on Mystery Theater, 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. Next week, when you hear the pilots say,
"Hey, just what is that city down there anyway?"
And so we can see by multiplying the arc cosine of the lower limit by the sum of the lower two curves and dividing through by the number of elements times pi, we reach the lower tolerance of the factors that are involved in the matter of...
The afternoon is warm, the breeze is gentle, and a fly buzzes through the open classroom window. Professor Monotone is up to his usual tricks, and half the class is already in snooze land. But KCUF can take you away from it all. Let your mind drift away. Drift away to the far reaches of...
Captain, the alien ship has just docked on sub-level 8.
Defense to sub-level 8. Intruder alert. All hands. Battle stations. Repeat. Intruder alert.
Captain, sir.
Sergeant, this is an A3 critical situation. I could have you on garbage detail for interrupting.
Well, begging the captain's pardon, but, behind you, sir.
Excuse me, Captain Scott.
May I have a word with you?
I make it a point never to argue with a lady with a blaster, ma'am.
Excellent decision, Captain. I have another lady who wields a little more than a blaster, and who requests your presence. If you'll excuse us, Sergeant.
He was a real handy chap, a genuine right-hand man.
Well, consider him replaced. I think you'll find me handy for a few more things.
I'm sure you'll work out. Where are we going?
My commander has expressed an extreme interest in you, especially since she lost her favorite on an R&R stop in Caltuga. The natives used him for target practice. Needless to say, we returned the favor. Amiro to Andromeda.
Andromeda control.
Lock in. Two up. Out.
Control out.
Nice place.
We tolerate it. On your knees.
What?
You'll find things a little backwards here, and a little rough. Get on your knees, or lose everything between them and your waist.
Okay, sounds reasonable to me.
Commander Lena.
Pull him up, Elmira. So this is Captain Scott. You gave me quite a chase.
Sorry, ma'am. I didn't know it was you.
That's understandable. However, I'm afraid your ignorance has cost me a few of my troops, and you your ship. Well, everyone dismissed. Elmira, leave him here. Well, come here, Scott. I won't bite hard.
My ship!
Can't carry all that extra weight around, and we sure don't want anyone left to cause trouble. I got what I went after.
Yeah, I heard you lost a friend. Looking for a replacement?
Elmira's got a big mouth.
She's a nice-looking kid.
Really? Nicer than this?
Hey! Class is over! Come on, get out of here! You're gonna be late! Oh, and see you next week!
Tune in next week when the KCUF players present a dramatization of the famous novelette, Josh Ramsey, Frontier Gynecologist.
Okay, ma'am. Put your feet up in the stirrups.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Mystery Theater. I sure did. Up next, a report of the continuing KCUF investigations. But first, this commercial message.
Hi, George. How have you and Ann been doing lately?
Well, frankly, Steve, I've been feeling really tired lately. When I get home from work, I just don't seem to have any energy. Ann says she understands, but I'm starting to worry about other men.
You know, I used to have that same problem.
Oh, really? What was the cause?
Well, my underwear was too tight, so I just didn't have any room to move.
John Williams Underwear, for big and tall men, at a store near you.
Remember, John Williams, for the man who has everything and no place to put it.
Recently, KCUF has experienced a problem with interference on its frequency from illegal broadcasts originating somewhere to our south. Attempts to jam these broadcasts have been unsuccessful due to the broadcaster's many frequency shifts. We have, however, been able to tape a segment of one of these broadcasts and now present it as a classic example of nonsense.
This is Sarah Springfield, hoping you'll be glory bound this weekend. Imports are always welcome here. Today I'm going to interview Bill Glasgow, an ex-UMR student now studying in Springfield. Of course, the first question that comes to mind, Bill, is just what are you studying?
Well, sir, I usually try and study whatever pops up.
I'll bet you do. Could you fill us in on your Raleigh years?
Well, Sarah, I was your typical computer science student. High voice, shy, you know, virtual sex life, and my complexion, well, it was disgusting. Of course, that cleared up after a week or two down here, or down under, as we raw refugees like to call it.
Well, if you were such a nerd, what made you decide to come to Springfield?
Well, Sarah, it was at 4:30 in the morning. I was at the terminal room working on a program. Suddenly, I had this strong feeling. I looked around and noticed that the terminal room was empty, but, you know, the screens were all locked on. Right away, I knew something was wrong. Suddenly, a bright light blinded me. For a second, I thought it was a caffeine overdose. Suddenly, a voice rang out.
Buck? Buck? Take up your calculator and get thee down to the well of life.
My name's Bill.
Whatever. I've got a job for you.
A job? What job would make you go down?
Well, Sarah, the gist of it is that I found something wonderful and I'd like to share it with so many fellow unfortunates as I can.
Fellow unfortunates? But I thought you had come here to stay.
Well, Sarah, I found a group called Nerds Anonymous. We refer to each other as recovering nerds. We feel that you never can be really cured.
Well, what are you studying here, Bill?
I'm studying guidance counseling, and I'm minoring in sexual therapy. I feel a mission to help others.
That last part doesn't sound like a minor subject to me.
Well, Sarah, I've never really felt that the classroom education can substitute for real-life experiences.
Well, we'll just have to talk about that later. But right now, all you computer science majors still slaving away at the terminals. Did you ever feel like you were really nowhere, man?
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
The ridiculous content of this broadcast was only accented by the fact that parts of it are only recorded in one channel. If you hear any similar broadcasts, please contact KCUF, particularly if she gives out any phone numbers, address, or names.
And so ends this broadcast of KCUF Radio. Tune in next week on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. when KCUF Radio comes back on the air.
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything hilarious in the preceding This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything humorous in the preceding broadcast, please contact the local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan.
The priest.